Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Y donde baño felicidad. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas on a bottle of my heart.
That was good. That was good. That was good.
But my life is temporary, can't you tell? Don't like me, you can go to hell. One time I sung and I really fell.
I wonder if she gonna say something.
It sounded just like her.
No, he played. I wonder if she gonna say something. She normally do. So the fact she ain't said something this far is like.
It's too viral for her to be a like a bitch about it.
And it wasn't bad.
It wasn't.
I hate Carter. Oh, I hate him so much. But he's so funny. His content is so funny.
He did a tip since he was Lady B. He said, pastors, if ain't no sisters in your church, you ain't preaching good. Sisters love church. And the men that's in it.
No, I missed that one. Was he talking about himself?
Probably, but he had a point. If ain't no sisters in your church, you really ain't preaching that good.
My God.
And there might not be no men there either, so.
My God. What a... I need to see the comment section.
I ain't even look at the comment section.
I need to see the comment section. That's what a real joke said. What a real joke just said.
The comment section. My goodness. Especially on TikTok.
But anyway, how are you? Oh.
Blessed, how are you?
I'm here.
Yeah, I got breath back in my body again. Because it just left me a brief second.
We don't have a lot. Niggas have been busy with finals. So we don't have a whole lot.
Y'all do finals?
These are our finals, technically.
Milestones, so yeah.
Yeah, those are our finals. Jesus. Not exciting. This is probably giving me the most anxiety this week with like some research and stuff about school and what to do next.
You know, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing after this. But I'm not thinking about it.
Yeah, hell no, I got to. I need to know exactly what's happening. I need to know a year before I graduate. Per my degree. I'm going to need to know. Like, because if I'm going to...
When do you graduate?
27.
Oh, you got next year.
Yeah.
You said a year before you graduate.
Yeah.
What do you think about next year? I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah, no, hell no. Because I need to know exactly what I'm doing. Like, exactly which direction. Because I need to start gathering information now. Because I'm pretty sure, like, the letter of recommendations have to be steep.
You got the information now. Or on January 1st. You know, I just...
Yeah, what's the difference? That's 2 weeks away.
Let the year end.
Yeah, that's 2 weeks away.
Let the year end.
2 weeks away.
Right.
We don't have time.
You have 2 weeks of just not thinking about it.
Yeah, no. I've been off work since the middle of November.
That's the problem.
Right. So,
focus. You got too much time to think.
Focus is to what? School and career progression. And by God, it is a lot. It is a lot. 3,000 clinical supervised hours.
That don't sound like that much.
I know it don't sound like that much. I know it don't. Before you can be licensed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't work. You're doing those hours. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. It's fine to you. It's fine to you. It's fine to you. Mm-hmm.
It just can't handle these things. I just feel like things are sweet.
Like the white.
Yes, exactly like the white people. In the palm of my hand. Thank you.
Yeah, they said they give a palm all right. Right to the forehead. But that's all I've been doing. That's literally all I've been doing. Like today, the bulk of my day has been researching PhD and PsyD programs. And trying to figure out why the PsyD programs don't pay you what the PhDs do.
What's the difference?
PhD is research based, PsyD is practical based, like actually practicing. But the problem comes where like paying you to be in school. So basically, like, you know, when you're getting your doctorate or PhD, you know, they pay you, they have to give you a stipend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, PsyD, most of them don't.
Oh.
Right.
I wonder, is that why a lot of people skip, when people become nurse practitioners or stuff like that, they skip the master's and jump straight to the PhD?
I don't think that's why exactly. It's because you're not required to get a master's. Like, so if I had did more research to know that I wasn't required to get a master's, I could have went straight to a doctorate. But in my head, I've always been taught, you get your bachelor's, you get your master's, and then you get your doctorate.
Right.
You don't just skip over. But like, I should just
jump straight.
But I will say this has helped boost my GPA. So instead of like trying to pursue a doctorate with a 2.9 or 3.0, now I have a 4.0. Yippee. Yay.
You can go work for the FBI.
You know, that's actually fucking stupid. The fact that them raggedy bitches require you to have a certain set of GPA to work for the FBI.
A 3.5 or higher.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, because currently...
They seem to be the dumbest bitches out here. I digress. But yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm looking at the different LPCs and... I just...
You've been doing more than me. I've just been existing. Living in the matrix as it is. If I don't exist, I would go crazy.
My God. What is that?
It's something new. I'm used to existing in the matrix as it exists. But I'm not used to forcing myself to exist in the matrix as it is. If I start thinking, I start spiraling. If I start spiraling, I have anxiety. If I have anxiety, we might have another explosive episode. And I don't want that. Poor Scooter.
Poor Scooter.
Literally. I don't want that. I don't think anybody wants that. Especially me driving an 80,000 pound vehicle down the road. So... because it can get real impulsive. I mean, I'm like, real impulsive.
You want some groupie socks?
No.
I don't know what y'all got against groupie socks. I enjoy my groupie socks.
But after hearing your experience, I don't think I want to go.
I mean, that was just that one. You can go from, you can try UAV. They may be better.
Saint Vit, send us somebody.
Yeah, they might be. That might be more well equipped, because I don't know what Grandview is doing, but they weren't helping, that's for damn sure. Making it worse. Yeah. Making it a whole lot worse.
You know.
But you know, groupies are still fun. They're warm. You know, they keep you from slipping and falling. You know, because you can't have shoes anyway. So, shoes are too dangerous. You know, can order a pair off the Amazon, you know?
No, I didn't do it. I can just go to my mama's house and get her groupie scouts.
Oh.
You know how many surgeries she don't have?
Oh.
That's why she got groupie scouts. Oh.
Okay. Okay. Thought you had locked away for a little bit.
Oh, I almost did one time. I will put you in the home.
My God.
She tried me. She tried it one day, and I was going to go ahead and lock her on. That day she wanted to... Let me not talk about that on here. So...
We don't have much. We don't have much of anything, really. So, again, y'all, we've been quite busy with school life. So, we'll go with...
Welcome to the Matrix as it exists.
Oh. Title.
Write it down so I don't forget it. Because I will forget it. Wait, what was the title again? So, how are y'all? Just don't jump off the bridge, girl. Life is worth living. Okay?
That's what they tell me. That's what they tell me. Anyway, we only got like two like little subtopics for my guy today. Because, well, or we could do, maybe it's three. We're going to start with I Am Zoe.
There's so much going on around him.
Yes.
So much. He made a whole 45-minute video on YouTube.
I saw a little piece of it. I saw a little piece of it. I think the situation is very slippery.
Very.
I do think it's great that he acknowledged it in its entirety. But it just makes it still sticky. Now, I will say it is not the first time it's come up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's come up multiple times.
I'm about to say it's always popping up.
Do I think he was doing stuff just to be doing stuff and saying stuff just to be saying stuff?
Yes.
Do I think that some people are taking this opportunity to dogpile and make certain situations like the content creators? Two of them came out and was like, oh, well, he was talking to us too, and it definitely wasn't even that, because he was actually able to show proof of what the conversation was about. And then they were not, like, they were legal when the conversation was had. I think that people have to be mindful of what they say, especially to children. Flirting is natural. Flirting with children is not.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's why I said
It's just not. To be telling someone that they should go and get their underwear for you to see.
Don't hold it up.
It's highly inappropriate. To say to a 16-year-old that, you know, 7 inches is only big to you because you're 17, you're 16, highly inappropriate. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. On one side, it's like for him, it was comedy, but like, that doesn't make it any less. Well, I don't even have a word for it.
In the realms of pedophilia?
I think it tips along the lines dangerously.
Very.
Like, dangerously tips along. Like, it's like knowing that he wasn't intentful, like that wasn't his intent, but it tiptoes too close to the line.
Because we have to be careful, especially, I don't think we have any people on here that, I don't know who listens. When we're trying to make a name for ourselves, and you are willing to do any and everything for a moment, that's when it becomes dangerous. Because he was probably doing that for a moment,
yeah,
to push his name. Because we know all early content creators did that shit. But when you do it, you got to think about, we tend to forget there's consequences to our actions.
And once you put stuff on the internet,
it cannot be deleted.
It's on the internet.
You can scrub it all you want to.
Again, this isn't the first time this has come up. I would like to know the thought process of the person, of the people who keep waiting years and years and years to bring it up. Because that's intentful.
Very.
That is intentful. And it's a big, it's a bit weird. It's like the people who wait years and years and years for a person to reach a certain point just to like expose them for something. When it's like, if you felt like something was so wrong at the time, you'd have said it at the time, like in the immediate. Because he has a very, very long-standing support group.
Mm-hmm.
And even a lot of them have called it out. But it's like, you call it out now because it's getting traction. Whether it gets traction or not, you should call something out.
Correct.
I do believe that. But I don't know what it is to take them. I don't think much is going to
happen.
Not really. Because... you know, from a legal standpoint, well, he didn't do anything illegal. So.
Yeah, I was trying to say, well, the people that was at his house, I mean, he was able to prove that they were of age when they were at the house.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think that this is more so of a thing of court of public opinion.
Huh, in public opinion. Have you seen the think pieces about this is what gay people do?
What is that?
Talk to underage children.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that.
This is what they do. This is how gay people are, and they're trying to push this rhetoric, but they do stuff like this.
That is wild.
Statistics. To try to influence our children.
Statistics and data show that the heavy load of pedophiles on our registries lie in that of heterosexual communities.
Dang, I wish we had a camera.
The breakdown, even at the start, if you want to break it down into race, white men sit at the tippy top.
They do.
Immediately below them are black men. I don't think anybody wants to play this kind of game. Not like that. Not like that. Not like that.
That pop was so intense.
Not in this society. When you can go to any country, literally, you can take a motherfucking dart, spin the globe, and stick it, and you are sure to find a straight man raping a child, marrying a child. It's still legal in most states in the United States of America for you to marry an underage child between the ages of 12 and 15, if not lower.
Oh.
So they, on those social media platforms, need to find them something safe to do. Like, real safe. Especially when you have, in real time, day after day, where you have pastors getting exposed from sleeping with their congregations, the children in their congregations. So, like... you just kind of gotta find you another realm to play in.
Huh.
Dirty bitches.
What Lavelle said, I don't understand why y'all think straightness is going to get you into heaven. Because it's not. Just because you're straight doesn't mean you get a one-way ticket to the pearly gates. Have I said it on here yet? When I asked the question of why they always say heaven gained another angel, why don't nobody ever say hell gained another demon?
Because that's not politically correct to say. It's much like when people say, you know, you fucked the city up this one. Here I am in the city.
I'm fucked.
Just unfucked.
Man, you fucked the city up with this one. Are you fucked? No. Are you fucked?
Just unfucked. He should have been gone. Free you till it's backwards. Keep that nigga locked up. Keep him locked up.
He's a murderer.
He's a murderer. He stabbed 3 bitches, killed 2 niggas, shot up your granny house, raped 2 15-year-old girls, and a boy on the side. Please. Keep that menace to society behind bars, bitch. Mm-mm.
There was this one story. Oh, Jesus. And this boy ended up killing his girlfriend. And they tried to push it as, oh, he was dealing with mental health issues.
Mental health issues? Overall?
That I still don't know.
Oh.
But him locked away. And they saying, free you, mental health matters.
What were his charges?
Damn, that's an old ass case of stuff.
Damn. Cause I know them charges don't say mental health.
But the girlfriend was white.
Keep him locked up. It's crazy.
Free you till it's backwards. You free.
That's crazy. Free to go straight to hell.
See, hell gaining another demon. We should start saying that. We should start saying that. Again, all that shit you just listed out the motherfucker did, they died. Hell even don't gain another angel. No, hell gained another motherfucking demon because, bitch, you was a menace to society.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with your point. I'm just saying it's not politically correct.
A lot of shit isn't politically correct. That's true. You said that orange bitch being in the office ain't politically correct, but it's going on, ain't it?
This is true. But I don't know how. You gotta be real selective with who you said it about.
Murder was.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. The CEO to Uncle Nearest.
I watched that video.
How did you feel about it?
I could see what she was trying to do. But the look on his face gave embarrassment. And she shouldn't have did it that way. But... And I guess she was doing it in the realms of, did he really expect you to remember him from 7th, 8th, whatever grades this is? But the way that she went about it was totally wrong. And you can see on his face that he was kind of like, yeah, I'm no longer comfortable here.
Right.
I feel low. I feel low now.
Right.
Now, depending on the grade, their ages. What is it? 6th, 7th, 8th grade?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to remember somebody from a young face to they are now is kind of difficult. So I get that. But it's just how she went about it. I like that. I'm trying to like embarrass him.
I think that's where she kind of like messed up, is to try to embarrass him. When she could have just simply been like, I honestly don't remember. There was no harm, I don't think, in saying that. And I honestly don't remember. It's clearly that's over 20 years ago. If we haven't kept in contact, I'm not going to remember. But, you know, nice to meet you, pleasure to meet you again, you know, this, that, and third. There's just a slew of ways. I think that was her big mess up. And when she went to the y'all, he asked me, do I remember from 6th, 7th, like, that was a bit, just a bit much. Just a bit much.
This is why they always say, never meet the people you look up to. Why? Because they're always going to hurt your feelings.
Yeah, true.
They're going to disappoint you. Like the person whose video I watched was like, imagine going to school with this person, watching this person go through life and seeing that success, and then come back and trying to do something like that, and you're hit with that.
Right.
Now it was like, damn, bitch, I hope you fall. I hope you trip on the next crack that's in the ground.
Yeah.
What Wendy said, death to all of them.
I can see that. I can see that.
I just, hey.
What's that? This, what was his name? Sharon? Sharon Moore? Was that right? Yeah. So y'all, if y'all have not kept up with this, it's his football coach. You know, doing what men do. Feeling like, you know, you can have your cake and eat it too. And much like most coaches, things get around the campus or the school, and you can either ignore it because it definitely has no validity, or you can address it whether it does or does not have validity, because when things grow, they tend to get legs of their own and run. And that's what this did in a way. But they were not able to provide substantial proof to the school that this was happening at all. And then it came up again. He doubled this girl's salary. Doubled her salary. This fool was getting Plan B's DoorDash to the school. This girl looks exactly like his wife. Now. How would that be? Because his wife is also white. So he literally wanted to have his cake and eat it too, because to not only be cheating on your wife, but to be cheating on your wife with somebody who looks like her if she were younger, is crazy. Crazy.
Was he black?
Yes. Sharon?
Sorry.
You bring me a white boy named Sharon, I might scream. Sharon. Yes.
Stranger things have happened around here.
You know, you're not wrong here. You're not wrong. But yes, it's a nigga. Well, let me be clear. He's not American.
Oh.
His parents are immigrants. So, there's that too.
There's that. But you know how often that happens? Just even outside of him.
Very.
Yeah, but they always end up going for somebody who's younger, who looks like their wife when they were younger.
That's scary.
That's how it always happens. She just reminded me, it's just a, you when you look like that, and not just, that's legit how that always plays out.
That's scary. And I would, for a person that's married to someone that says you don't see the value or the beauty in the person that they are now. Because beauty fades. But a man pulling that kind of stunt and having no beauty of his own, bitch, you're balding, please. You have the audacity to tell somebody that beauty is fading and bitch, you going bald. Please. Please. You also don't have the body you had at 20. Please. Please. That dick don't stand like it did at 19.
Right.
Oh.
We need a camera.
don't look how I look. I'm 100%. We don't need no fucking camera right now. I'm presentable. But what gets me about this situation is they gave this man the opportunity to not fuck up $6 million.
And he fucked up $6
million? And he fucked up $6 million. Because that's what they paying him every year for the next 5 years. Well, that's what they were going to be paying him until he fired him.
What was his job?
He was the head coach of the football team.
This was a college, was it?
Yes.
Why was my mind thinking high school?
Hell no. Nah.
It's like, no, I don't know nothing about this situation. What college?
This is college. I think it's Momento. What's his name?
This should have hit the ESPN.
God damn it. Chevron.
Not being that you're foreign, it makes sense too.
Michigan.
Did I? Oh, I did see this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I saw the headline, I just didn't read it.
Yeah, that's what you missed. He had an opportunity to just put that girl in another department. But see, that pride, that if I can't have you, no one can pride. And so he fired her. And so she went and gave the AD the proof they needed. And they can't just up and fire her because she's the subordinate.
I need my salary double.
$6.5 million a year.
To tell some niggas how to run up and down the field.
You messed up for a white girl when you already got a white girl at home. You already got a white hoe at home.
He wanted a new body style, new features.
Well, you should have got divorced.
You know.
Because.
And he didn't want to trade in his old vehicle.
Getting caught cheating like this and going to jail.
You went to jail?
Bitch, he went to that woman's house. And that when I was talking to you earlier about he threatened to kill himself with a butter knife.
Oh, yeah, the butter knife part.
I was talking about this dummy bitch.
I forgot about the butter.
And they got him on Candy's camera.
How you gonna kill yourself with a butter knife? It's not even gonna go through nothing.
You know how hard you're gonna have to stab yourself? You know how hard you're gonna have to jug yourself?
You are hard.
But you have been arrested. You have 3 children at home.
Oh.
3 girls at that. That white woman's gonna take everything. Well, after he gets out of house arrest, because he's on house arrest. He did make bail. So he's on house arrest. I would drain him dry. Literally. Because you just threw your life away.
For an updated version.
You just toss your life away.
A whole motherfucker. Airball. He made the shot.
Jesus.
He in school.
Jesus.
Straight brick. Straight airball. $6.5 million a year.
A year.
You know what I can do with that? Not how many tanks of gas I could get in my car.
Oh Lord, have mercy.
If I hit the lottery, sister, you know I told you I'm not telling too many people, but there will be signs. Zach, where you at? The gas station. Filling up my car. Why? Because I'm going places, bitch. I'm going places.
What a way to put it.
I am going places. Filling up my car before I go here, before I hit the port of air.
What a way to put it.
I just feel like it's the only logical thing to do. I just feel like it's the logical thing to do. Has anything else happened in the news recently, guys?
None but these mass shootings.
There was a mass shooting?
Yep. At a university.
You see, this is what I mean when existing in the matrix as it is. I don't know none about this.
Yep.
I don't know nothing about this. Anything happened that I do know that happened? As I sit here, Kelly updated her set. That's all I got.
Shabo. Yeah, nothing else. Main topic.
Minus 12.
Well, I keep seeing stuff online, mainly on Twitter, about people being excited to sleep with their bullies.
Yeah.
And I don't understand the joy one gets from such things of giving your body to someone who used to bully you. And it's mainly like happening with these punks. Because what is exciting you?
Could it be a dominance kink?
Sleep with someone who's spent your 4 years of high school beating your ass?
Yeah.
Who's dominating who?
Great question. I mean, if they're at the bottom, it could be a dominance king. Or it could, no, if they want to stop, it could be that too. The whole, what's the damn terms? But one is higher and the other one is lower. Like a whole... You know what I'm trying to fucking say. Not good. You don't know what I'm trying to say, do you?
Hell nah.
You hold on right there. But keep talking though. That's all I got. What is that damn...
I don't know. It just seems weird to me to want to have sex with someone who is like... And you know, you get those weird fantasies of where like someone... Like the rom-coms where the girl is attracted to the high school bully. Things like that. But no, someone was...
Degradation and humiliation. Power and control.
Yeah, looks okay. Okay, now I see where you are. But no. Because they're not going after it in that way. Because they're saying that you're getting off on being bullied. You're getting off on being degraded while during something completely separate.
I think so.
Read.
Ain't nothing to read.
We'll pull it back up and read it.
Sister, what am I pulling up and reading?
So you have it pulled up, right?
I just looked up the types of kinks and this one popped up.
Oh. Copy it, paste it, search, read it. Because if you're saying like degrading, that means you are attracted to being degraded sexually, even in the means of sex, not by which someone would have degraded you in the past. Because that's not happening in the present. You just a freaky bitch if it is. So we ain't talking about you being...
A consensual dynamic where one person enjoys being verbally, emotionally, and symbolically put down with agree upon boundaries. The arousal comes from power exchange, not actual harm.
Right.
Two separate things?
Very separate. Very separate. Because one is it happening in real time, but like we've talked about it. Not you graduated. You started high school in what year? You graduated in what year?
2017.
Okay, so you started in 2013.
Yeah.
Correct. So let's say, because I graduated 2013. Jesus Christ. So let's say I didn't graduate until 2014. And so I was a senior year and coming freshman year. And I spent your whole freshman year tormenting you to then meet you 5 to 10 years later. And hit it off. See, those are two separate things. Because I'm no longer bullying you.
Yeah, yeah.
But that is what makes this still weird. Because what would you get off? What draws you to sleep with your bully?
Unless she's just doing it for the plot.
What's the plot?
They fucked with me when I was in high school. Now they want me.
They didn't. They don't want me. Now they all
want me. A weird confidence.
Dumb as hell. That's what it takes to boost your confidence. See therapy.
Oh yeah, that is. That is.
Like.
I'm trying to look at it from this aspect. Not a certain aspect. I'm just trying to look at it differently.
I know I can't look at it too deeply because I don't know what it's like to be bullied. So there's that.
I do.
Ah, crazy.
Yeah, very. I'm trying to think. I don't think if any of my bullies from high school was to come up to me and be attracted, I don't think I would do it. Well, I know I wouldn't. Because all of them were ugly. Let's start there. Rawr. I just... Whoa. And I'm just trying to think, why would somebody do it? And only thing that's coming to my mind is just a guilty pleasure, possibly.
I guess.
A very guilty pleasure. Unless there was like somebody who was, well, unless we go into the realms of they was bullying you because you were gay and it just popped out as DL. Now they want to fuck with you.
I mean, and I can see that, but I would still be like, but they were bullying you. Like, what would make you want to have sex with someone who was like...
Literally just to say I did it.
Beating your ass.
Literally say I did it, and they low-key wanted me the entire time. That's what it was. Some type of justification.
Crazy.
On why they was bullying me.
Insane.
They were only doing it because they liked me, because see, now we're fucking.
Crazy.
Imagine. That motherfucker behind you digging your shit in and just in the back of your head. Remember when I used to do that back in high school? You like that, don't you, huh? It's the only thing that makes sense to me.
Crazy. It's
the only thing that makes sense to me.
That is something that needs therapy. That is something that needs a deep working. Because you just...
This person used to make it their business to beat your ass day in or day out.
Dang.
Or verbally or emotionally abuse you. And you... you either climbing on top of them and doing your business, or letting that motherfucker climb on top of you and do their business.
No. Therapy. Yeah.
No, stranger things happen.
Therapy. Deep, deep therapy. And I want the conversation to be, why don't we love ourselves? Is this who we are?
This who we've become.
Is this who we've become?
And the answer is yes.
For somebody.
Oh, yeah. But it's also weird because remember that one time I told you that one boy that used to bully me back in high school, every time he sees me now, he speaks and tries to have a conversation?
I mean, speaking and having a conversation is...
But it's still in the back of my head.
Bitch, you used to bully me.
Right.
I mean, but I would say, why you gonna say that? That's what I would say. What the fuck do we have to talk about?
No, I've never said that.
That would be the question I would have to pose. What the fuck do we have to talk about? And yeah, one could say, I mean, yeah, I know back in high school, I pretty much, perfect example, the situation with that white boy, and when I got to my class reunion, I meant, when I got there, he was going to have to see me, and yes, his apology was, I was young, I was dumb, I was stupid, I didn't know what I was saying, and my words to him is, I don't give a damn. Would you like to fight? Because you said you were going to beat my nigger ass the next time you saw me. And so I implore you to step outside. Would you like me in these heels or out of them?
You did have any heels?
I did. The choice is yours. And choose wisely.
What's your choice?
Neither choice was going to be good. Because... having a choice to be stumped out with some boots on or with them off is crazy work. Because either way, I'm a heady footed motherfucker. I steps down pretty heavy, you know. Gravity and all, kind of short. So, you know, and it was rocks outside there. So.
Ooh, a couple good gashes.
I think people have to exercise more of stepping up to the plate. And let somebody know that you'll swing. Because there ain't no way in hell you doing whatever you was doing to me and gonna come and have a come. What the fuck? No, what the fuck are we talking about? What do you have to say to me? Because if it ain't an apology, we don't have nothing to talk about. We don't have nothing. Stab him next time. Yeah. Don't even think about it. If you think about it, you're gonna pussy out. Don't think about it. Just stab. Hey, don't think about it. I'm telling you. Listen to me. I would never steer you wrong.
You seen that movie with Tasha Mack in it when she walked behind that man, gave him a hug, and then pricked him in his arm, and he dropped in?
I don't know what that is.
Wow.
I don't know what.
I don't either. Somebody told me about it in the scene. I said, I need that. You just walk up to a bitch. Oh my God, hi, Nink. And they just dropped it. I feel like that'll come in handy. We can get rid of some people.
Why would you just let them know straight up front?
Cause you...
Yeah, see, they don't even see that coming.
Exactly.
Pussy. I specialize on see it coming. What you scared of?
Just die.
You 6'7". What you scared of?
6'3".
Same thing.
It's not the same thing.
Taller than me? I don't know. Bitch, you taller than my refrigerator. I'm not taller than my refrigerator.
I am not taller than that fridge. Am I?
You're taller than my refrigerator. Cause I'm not taller than my refrigerator.
You know, when I walked in the party last night, everybody, well, when they saw me, cause nobody know, the only thing people knew was my name and how my face looked, cause they had me on social media. Mm-hmm. But the person that I know knew how tall I was, but when I walked in there, they was like, yeah, I'm tall.
Exactly. 6'7". What you scared of? What you scared of? I'm telling you, next time he... Hey, Zion. Okay, I'll do. Because it seems like you're having a hard time with the stabbing thing. You do have to get past the whole feel of what it feels like when you stab somebody and go up your arm. You got to get past that. Feel like, chill out. Just say, what the fuck do you want? Clear. I feel like that sets the stage. What the fuck do you want? The fuck are you speaking to me for? And they probably gonna go into, oh, I mean, it's been years. What the fuck does that have to do with the price of tea in China? Fuck, nigga. It's been years, okay? What's your point? What's your point? It's been years. What that mean for me? We gotta get back to the basics. You gotta hit that nigga, man. Oh.
Chip the other tooth.
Hit the... See? You already got shit to fly off of. Hit that nigga, man. Hit that nigga. Hit that nigga.
Well,
I got it.
Therapy.
Bullies.
Yes, it's the
bullies. I'm never getting past that.
Bullies is the
bullies. I'm never getting past that shit.
That looks crazy.
You know, shake them niggas up. Catch them niggas walking along to the bathroom. Crazy. Pull up to a nigga grandma my house.
Him or the grandma?
Both of them. If I'm mad enough, the fuck? And don't let me get my mama involved. Don't let me get Patrice involved. Don't let me get Patrice involved. Cause now I know I'm finna dig my foot off in your ass. And you finna watch your mammy get worked. Yeah. 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 You ever slap a nigga in his own car?
Hi, yes, I'd like to report 2 menaces to society, please. You have 2 short people that run around. They got the mother and son. They will.
You ever ran up in a nigga's trailer and slapped him up? Yeah. And then had to haul ass because he had 2 fat-ass pit bulls? Yeah. 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 That was all in my freshman year, big baby. Mm-hmm. I've been jumped several times and came out on top. Y'all gotta start hitting these niggas, man. Who you calling?
Get the banks.
Y'all gotta start hitting these folks. Tell me.
Y'all needed horse tranquilizers for this bitch. Cause a regular dart won't go put this motherfucker down. Horse tranquilizers.
These damn sleeping pills barely working.
Horse. Elephant tranquilizers around this motherfucker.
I believe in people defending themselves in the most violent ways possible. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Because if it becomes a choice of you or them, they gonna choose them. So you gotta choose you. You gotta choose you. And hit that nigga, man. Hit that nigga. Stab him. What you thinking about it for? Just do it.
I did stab a nigga back in high school.
See what I mean? Don't think about it. Just do it.
I sure did think about it. Stab the fuck out of his hand with that goddamn pencil.
See? See, you got to get that spirit of Nike all over you. Just do it. Mm-hmm. But that concludes the main topic. We're going to the end. This was really good.
It was. Oh my God. People will cry. I have cards, guys. Dallas. That trans girl really got me just walking around this bitch going, Dallas. She said it so deeply.
Fuck. How do you know when I'm having a great day? In the past month or so.
You smile and you talk a lot.
Yeah.
You get very talkative.
Yeah. Okay, that's a new one.
Especially on this mic. You will talk. After I will talk. When you're having a good day, you will talk and smile.
Straight Yap University.
It be... No, I was gonna say this earlier. The speed limit around this bitch is 9 miles an hour. That was a weird ass number.
Cause I think it be trying to like slow them down, like really slow them down. Don't nobody get the gist around this bitch. Everybody speed through here like one goddamn speed racer. Especially these big dually ass trucks.
But I don't know. Do you agree with that? Because you get talkative. You will talk and smile.
I guess I never thought about that. Yeah, I know. I never paid no sister.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
When you're not having a good day, you get real silent.
Okay, nice. Okay, yeah.
And very quick to agitation.
That's what you gonna say to me?
That's what you gonna say. Don't bother this hoe when she's not having a good day.
That's just... Jesus. People are fucking stupid.
Aw, this is when you're thinking about it, what comes to mind.
You said what?
When you're thinking about it, it's what comes to mind.
Literally, or like how I view our relationship, the budding friendship of SpongeBob and Patrick.
Which woman am I?
Well, couldn't be you. First off, both of them are stupid, so this is not a matter of that because they're both dumb as hell.
One of them got a job.
I'm viewing it from that standpoint. I'm saying how they care for each other and things.
Oh, they overall relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not this. This said what kind of job?
They be said, I'm with the motherfucker Richard going, hi, I am Patrick.
Hey.
Is this the Krusty Krab? No, this is Patrick.
And he wasn't wrong completely. Like, the fuck?
Oh. We snore. You know what? I can go with that.
Oh my god. Okay. Oh.
Dallas.
I'm about to finally read. Oh. What do I always carry with me that you recommend I let go of and why?
And like physical or like?
I don't know. I think it may be like maybe situations or things.
I don't think you carry anything with you that you should let go. Not that I've noticed. Honestly, there's nothing in my... I don't think there's anything.
Good answer. Good answer. Good answer. I address shit.
I was like, I don't think there's anything.
I'm working through some shit quick, like.
It says, what surprises you most about our connection? 56 minutes.
The parallels in life about it. So like we're able to relate in so many different like ways, even though we come from completely different lifestyles, like completely different upbringings in a way, like on top of us being like, what, 4 years apart. But like there are nuances and layers that like we meet it at every turn. And so I actually admire that. Because I didn't think that would be possible.
Really?
You know. And not just, not like you, but like anybody who's younger than me. Like, I didn't view those things possible at a point.
I can see that. I can see that. Because I would think that too until you start having conversations with people and you're like, oh. Okay, but not these new chair.
Not these new bitches.
Not these new bitches. I like I've been telling y'all, there's a specific group of people right after millennials ended in 1996 to about 2002, 2001 that had these weird ass Gen Z millennial upbringings. It's so weird. But that's what they love about us. What they call us? No, we're not the sandwich generation. Y'all are the sandwich generation.
Yeah, almost. Screw up a little fast. But yeah, I think that's it. If I had to say it.
All in theory.
My God. Paul.
You got another court. We got a couple more minutes.
I do like this one.
If you don't do, I like this one.
Right.
I know it's not how you're supposed to play the game.
Right.
Ooh, I do like this one. I got mine ready to go.
I'll send up a later one. When we get further into the cards, I guess. What's one thing you never would have done if it wasn't for me?
Sorry, I'm having to think. A lot of my life decisions get rolled through you, so there's that. I'll call you before every major decision. Hey, this is the question. Something I wouldn't have done. Let go of people. Realizing why I should let go. Well, you tell me why I should let go of them and realizing that I should let go of them because of X, Y, Z, 1, 2, 3, E, E, say, you know, all of those things, i.e. that motherfucker that lives 2 hours that way, that's going I-20 towards.
You know, I got a 5 month.
Probably still been dealing with that in the same capacity. It's still how it is now.
Wow.
Cause I would have thought Janet Jackson, that's the way love goes. You know?
My God.
Okay.
Okay.
This is mine, and I really want to ask this. It says, what do you think I'm learning from you?
What do I think you're learning from me? How to be... solely independent. And what I mean by solely independent, it's not rely on what others think or feel. Sometimes it's going with what you think or feel is best. Because that's something I've always had to navigate, and I think you've taken that to hold. Like, I think you really dive into that experience with, especially as you get older, how you view even family dynamics. And so when I say it, I mean like just stepping outside of yourself and just being you and being right in your decision, what you feel is right for you.
Yeah, I can definitely give you that. I can definitely, I see that. The person who taught me how to be gay, guys.
A good gay, not one of these whorish gays at that.
I went through that phase with them.
Though, yeah, just.
And now they both live in.
Or just being that. And something else I would say that I've been able to teach you is that being gay is just no different than being straight. It's literally just being who you are. Like, being gay is another added layer to you. But your life as a human being is your life as a human being. That's just it. Like, you're regular. You're a regular human being.
You just
sleep with men.
Yeah, you just sleep with the same.
And the occasional woman after get 3 or 4 drinks. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Dallas. Valid. I think that. I don't like that. I think that's about it. I think that. Oh, Lord.
Oh, damn. That's a good one.
Which one?
What is one emotion I should practice more of and why?
Emotion?
Mm-hmm.
That you should practice more?
Mm-hmm.
You do happiness pretty well. You do anger pretty well.
That's my best one.
It's not an emotion. Hyperfixation. To work on that.
What do you mean?
Did you not just hear the shit you said at the beginning of this podcast, what you was doing earlier?
Uh-oh. Hey. Hey.
Remember the thing, the conversation we had the other day about checking all the boxes?
Hey, I'm trying to make sure we're following the right things, you know? So if I had to say emotion-wise, it would be anxiousness.
Yeah.
Well.
Would it?
Technically, it would be, well, what should I practice more of? So I should practice not anxiousness.
There's a word?
There is a word.
I do want to ask this one when we get a chance.
There is a word. What is that one?
It says, why do you think I'm here?
Okay.
I'm gonna sleep good tonight. I need to start to load the laundry.
I need to practice more being carefree.
Yes.
That's tough.
That's also for it. I'm happy carefree came up because, bitch, yes, you was enjoying yourself at that concert, but you was.
Oh, it's because my, the crowd of it all. And you have to keep in mind I have like crowd anxiety.
That's true.
So that and with the medication, like I was trying to be in it, and then the more, and it really was the people like, yeah, I'm a southerner. And so excuse me go a long way, because bitch, I'm going to hear you. I'm going to hear you say excuse me. And like I tricked one bitch and her boyfriend, because not only did you not say excuse me, but you came bombarding your ass. There's a clear pathway on the right of me. Why are you going to try to bombard through the left? And I stiff-armed her stupid ass the first time. And so she rammed through me again. And that's when I tripped her. And so that's when I had checked out mentally, because I'm trying to enjoy myself. But it's people keep walking through this bitch. And walking through this bitch, and walking through this bitch, and walking through this bitch.
To get to a packed ass floor.
Yes, Lord. And the reason why the fucking floor was packed, because I've been seeing shit pop up on my fucking TikTok. Because bitches want to have a motherfucking dance circle. Two of them. Two. And so that was taking up the space on the floor.
Ah, no tab. Just out there, offbeat dancing.
I don't know, but yeah, I think too, my high had worn off. I wasn't under the influence. I was in that bitch off pure personhood. Pure personhood. And that just was not the environment to be. Not on cloud 9. I should've been on cloud 15.
Now we need this Studio 54 grade drugs.
Literally. Tonight we do coke.
Minions! Tonight we do coke.
Tonight. Cheating their own way, and I couldn't be. I had lost it. Dun 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 dun.
I think Audio Boom gonna let me update it over like one something.
Damn.
Yeah, bitches. So, any closing remarks?
Pimps up, hoes down. Stay out of trouble.
Remember, guys, you fucked them up. You fucked them down.
You fucked they niggas.
Mm-hmm. When they're out of town, amen, amen.